This is it. Evidently, we're going to be it. Okay, we have two sets of, okay. We'll go ahead and get started. Due to the invocation of the pledge.
Is this legal?
Yes.
All right.
We'll be like the county commission.
Yeah, all right. Sectarian prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you daily for blessing us and being born in this, living in this free country, in this city, this beautiful city. We thank you for this wonderful facility that we're entrusted with. Give us wisdom, which we always pray for, in your name.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Senator.
Here.
Here.
Can I borrow your pen?
Here.
Yeah.
Chuck, can I borrow your pen?
Sure.
The consideration of the minutes, Thursday, May 24th, was the last regular meeting. We had a subsequent meeting, but we had a topic and it wasn't a standard meeting, so we elected, as you'll remember, move the minutes forward to today. So in order, we need to go through the minutes of first, May the 30th. The meeting of May the 30th is. Is there any additions, deletions, or other discussion relative to the May 30th and get a motion to approve?
So moved. Second.
Get a motion second. No further discussion. Call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Then coming to the meeting of the 24th. There's one question I had on here, but for Mark and Matt and I talked about that. And we'll take a little bit of a look at that and just briefly discuss it. Looking for the same action on the meeting of May 24th.
I announced the same conflict at that meeting. Could the minutes still reflect that? Are you on the special minutes?
Yeah, on the special minutes.
Meeting of the special minutes, yeah. I don't see the difference.
Yes, I see it.
Is there the second report where?
It's on page one.
On the
24th.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Second.
Second. Third line.
All right. Which one are you on?
24th.
I thought we moved to approve those.
No, we did the 30th first.
Oh, we did the 30th.
I'm sorry.
I thought we did the 24th.
No.
I thought I did the 24th first too.
No, it's 24th first.
Math, not my strong suit. 24, 30, or not.
24. The 24th is what I thought we voted on.
No, we did the one on the other.
All right. Well, let's, then on the 30th, I'd like the minutes of the 30th to reflect the same announcement that I made on the 24th.
Okay.
All right, where did I miss it? Where?
On the third one.
On the 30th?
Yeah.
Okay, there. Okay. Got it. Missed it. There was plain as a day. Same line.
I sent you the.
Same line.
Okay, Bill.
Yes, I did, Bill.
What's that? Oh, yes. I moved if we accept the minutes of the 24th as written.
Okay, we have a motion. We have a second.
Okay.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Consider the motion slightly out of order, irregularly done. Minimum standards.
Yes. The issue on the fourth city council, they approved the standards. Terry and I were talking, going through the standards. I don't think we were clear at our last board meeting when we were looking at the various minimum service requirements for an FBO. Whatever variation the proposed FBO is going to take as far as their additional services, at a minimum, it needed to include maintenance. And I don't think that was clear at our last board meeting, so I just wanted to reaffirm. That's the discussion that Terry and I had, and I guess I would ask for a motion just to re-clarify that. I'm meeting with the city attorney on Monday. I'll bring that up. We'll make that appropriate change, and after he reviews it, we'll put that change in there.
The original discussions we had, as I recall, everybody we put up on the board, there was, I don't know how many cities we were comparing to, 90% of them, 80% of them had maintenance. That's kind of a given, and then there were another service or two. We came up with a cafeteria plan that allowed a lot of services, but, and I don't know if anybody's gone back and really listened to the minutes of the meeting or not, but I believe that was what we were talking about when we were voting on at the time. I remember when Mr. Klein wasn't able to comment on that, but, you know, that was actually the fact and where we were, so that was just to clarify that. The newspaper picked up on it, but Sue Carr is not noted for always being totally accurate for reporting on city governance. But she doesn't make the policy for the city. We need a motion and a second.
Yes.
If we can do that.
I so move.
I don't know if you can second that.
I can take it. Who's the vice chairman?
I think maybe you are, but I'm not sure.
I think you are.
No.
That won't help.
Who's the vice chairman?
Okay. I'm going to hand the meeting over to you.
Let the
minutes reflect that I've...
We need to elect another vice chairman because Jerry resigned.
I nominate Randy Klein.
All right.
I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye. All right, I accept it. All right, so you can pass it down.
I'll pass it down. Are you so moved?
Yes, I so moved.
Okay, and I'll second.
You can vote. I'll call any further discussion.
All in favor?
Aye.
I don't know if that works or not.
It does work. It's a forum.
Forum.
Majority of the forum.
Okay. So that did that. But I believe it's only a clarification. If you went back and studied, listened to all the recordings, I think it would show that there was confusion. We got so caught up in the discussion of, well, really, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, you've talked to some other people in the industry, people at FDOT or...
They were really excited about minimum standards. They hadn't seen it done like that before, and I promised them to get them a final copy and it's going through legal review.
At least somebody gave us recognition. Gave us some recognition for doing something different. Okay. So you want to just continue?
No, you got it. Back to you.
Back to me. Okay. New business. Airport director's report.
Yeah. Just want to give it an update. We were supposed to have ours next year at this meeting. Gilmore Mendel made it here in July. We'll give a full update on our crosswind runway work, master plan. Should have a grant in hand from the government. So, we'll just jump right into the director's report. American Fresh Farms. Not much to say about that other than we're fast approaching September deadline. And we'll know then if they're coming or not.
I've got my lettuce, toast, mayonnaise. I'm just looking for tomatoes for my BLT.
Okay, very good. Well,
is the work starting
off? When did you say we would know?
September. Construction update, master plan. We went through an independent fee review of the RSNH's proposal. Came within the acceptable range that the FAA likes to see. We made the grant application for the master plan last week. And actually, it was this week on Monday that we sent it out. And hopefully, we hear from them soon. About $270,000 project. When it works out. It's going to be a complete ground up master plan. My instructions are essentially, I don't want you to research or review previous master plans. I want you to take a look on a clean slate and a fresh opinion. We'll meet with this body, the city council a few times, and
well, the problem. They leave a chunk open for public input from them.
Yes, during the board meetings that we'll have at the city council meetings. It seems to me
in the past we've had a special meeting. They've had a special meeting like at the terminal building and invited everyone that had interest or wanted to participate to come. So there's no excuse for anybody saying they didn't have an opportunity to put their 2 cents worth.
We can do that too.
That's a good idea. Well, the more people understand that it's not our airport, it's our airport, and they're included in the IR versus IR, which is this group that is running the pieces of the work involved with the airport, it's the communities. Make sure they understand that we're welcoming and looking for input. I think we've done that in the past, it's probably a good format, rather than just here.
Well, you'll be able to voice that right into our estimation when you're here.
Okay. We got tea and crumpets or something like that, I think. Yeah.
Runway 86, we just completed the survey that Monday, I believe it was, and they've already compiled that data and forwarded it to RSNH, so they will begin designing the pre-mobilization of that runway now. Still looking around September, October to have a construction plan. In the way that oil prices are falling, I think we'll get some pretty decent food prices on.
What's the estimate of what we think that might cost? That really matters.
It's $500,000. We already have a grant in hand, and I'm sorry, I don't remember the exact.
I didn't know.
It is about $500,000.
Significant amount of money. It's interesting to note that we sat in the same room and talked about that same runway how long ago? And they were going to plow it under or dig it up and move it and put it in a hole somewhere. Ludicrous.
Depends on the prices. We had some pretty decent prices, and we'll be able to take it out to 60 feet, which is the minimum of that capital requirement. And it's a 50.
So we're going to get an alternate for taking it to 50 feet. It's 35 now?
It's 50 now. 50 wide, needs to be 60.
60.
And doing a change order on that won't be an issue at all. I mean, it's 5 feet either side of the stone. It's the line rock and asphalt.
Can we get them to bid it that way? I mean, as an alternate?
We'll look into it when we're designing it.
Okay.
We can probably do it.
Okay.
On the terminal parking lot, I've got some draft preliminary drawings on that expansion. It includes a car wash bay. There are some price estimates in there as well. Pretty pricey. We're going to be looking to do it all at once. We'll probably have to phase it in. We're looking at some state grant money to help us out with that. That's for your information right now. All the blue lines on here are bills, rewrites, so we've already had one engineer look at it, and here you go. So obviously there's going to be some pretty big changes to it. Anyway, it's for your information. That's what we're looking at here, and that'll happen probably early next year.
Okay, it's the wash rack that we're talking about. Is there a buffer for that?
Yes.
So, yeah.
You put it behind it. It's on the far south end, and we'll have some trees. It's definitely off the path from the terminal. It's definitely a requirement.
Put a fence up or something and plant some bushes.
Landscaping, air circles, something.
Because that really is now. I mean, you go to the front of our terminal building up there, and we don't have much, but we have rental cars, and it's like vacuum cleaners and people washing cars right in front of it, doesn't it? Presents less than a.
And that's exactly
an image of our citizens. That'd be great.
Talk about operations.
Yeah, let me digress on that before we get there. Are you talking to the to the car rental people about involving themselves in any way in that, right?
Yes.
In that portion?
Yeah, actually, being partners in that situation.
But I think they benefit from it. It would be reasonable to ask them over a period of time to chip
in. We've already approached that form that's coming, and we're just finalizing the dollar figures right now, and we will get a better estimate for what that's going to cost. Our timing is fortuitous. All three car rental agencies are up for renewal right now, so we'll work that into the lease agreement.
Great idea.
Operationally, here we are, May 2012. 4592, when you compare each month to last year, some months are up, some months are down, but the bottom line is we're even, we're on par with where we were last year. We're not high on our level. So we did have quite a drop in the crossing net. And then some people have quite a good operations numbers for June as well, because the whole last week was shot. Fuel-wise, what I've done, this is our air force, this is Appiah self-serve. The red line is Ocala. I'm not sure what's going on here. We were trending back towards the top of the list compared to all the other airports. I don't know if it's a function of timing as far as price goes. Self-service.
Well, plus we had to get you out of the airplanes.
Out of what?
We had to get out of the airplanes.
Something.
Could there can't bring out the last like month and a half? Yeah. So it's 17 cents more down to get it out of orbit. So hopefully that will change with the next load.
Historically, how are we running compared to Williston and Dunn Allen on self-serve? That's the only thing we can aptly compare.
Here's the Dunn, and it's cut off. Dunn Allen's at $4.95 a gallon. Williston's at $5.20 a gallon, and we're $5.79.
Okay, so do you see the $5.79 being where it is, or would it be lower than that? Once you work this other fuel through the system?
You can definitely count that work as get rid of the fuel. And just put that out.
So you're.
I've got Wilson at 530. But that's not unusual for 35, 40 cents per minute.
Well, we're arguably off, of course. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the full-serve Avgas pricing. Looks relatively consistent as far as where we've been in previous months. This is January, and then March, and then May, and June samples. So that's pretty consistent. And then on the jet fuel side, again, we've trended more towards the top end again. Jet fuel here is 6.7. And then so January, March, May, and June. Today I just want to run some pieces. Here's the red, let's look out. All the orange lines are the landmark locations for. And then the fuel summary. Here we've got our monthly summary. 55,800 roughly for the month of May, which was 0.3% over May of last year. And year to date, we're running 1.9% over where we were last year. Which is better than negative number. And that's all the presentation that I have. Quickly, advisory.
Are there any persons wishing to appear?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, John. I was going to give you guys just, but you would talk to the board for the last.
Just for the record, we need your name, right, and serial number.
Okay. Brad Moore with Ocala Aviation Services Flight School. This is just some stuff that's been going on with us, but we're looking at
Yeah.
guys know, because I thought we had new board members, but I guess we only have one. I guess it's kind of gone in and out. Just kind of the things that we've been doing. The first one is like the conflict with CBIS. CBIS is what allows us to take in the international students. TSA group, IDCE is actually an Ecuadorian government facility that grants loans to Ecuadorian students or Ecuadorian residents that can come into the United States and apply. We've actually gone down to Ecuador, and I had seminars and meetings with government agencies there and got approved through IDCE to be able to take in money from Ecuador and train people from there. We're still CATS, and we just recently were approved to do fingerprinting, which means that we're adding another thing that the students can do here. We don't have to send them to Orlando or Miami to get their fingerprints. We can do all that here, which is huge. It saves the students money. Plus, it draws more people into this airport. People are going to be flying in or driving into the airport to get fingerprints done, whether there are students or not. So you can see, it took us about a year to really get everything going with the M1s, but now that it is, we're getting fairly well established down in Ecuador. People know who we are. So what we did is we're trying to figure out what kind of impact we're going to have on the airport and flights and that kind of thing. So Bert was going to try and be here, but he was hoping the meeting was last week and it wasn't. So you can read what he did. He got numbers for us where he did representative numbers. And the way that Bert explained representative numbers is he took 2 days, you know, not too much wind, not all AFR traffic, just 2 basic days, and he counted all the planes that came in, total operations. And then what he did is he took those numbers and he figured out the percentages of what we were for the airport, for those representative days. And over those representative days, we were 38.5% of total operations for the airport. Okay. And he said that's fairly normal. They were actually 2 high days that he happened to take, but it was great weather. He said generally we're averaging 160. Last year, I think on there, it was like 145, 148. So fairly still close within that. What we're looking at is, you can see it, we are trying to continue to build. I have got, as you can see out there, I mean, I've got the current students, but I've got about 13 students I'm working with just currently trying to get in here. The problem we have is the FAA will not let me take in that many. The FAA under our Part 141 has said that we're allowed to have a max of 8141 students at a time. So as of right now, unless I get more local, I can take 2 more international students. And I'm not going to turn them away, which I'm not going to do. I can't turn away people, because if I turn away, they're going to go to ADF. They're going to go to Miami. That's where we're actually drawing them from. We're trying to pull them from Miami, because that's where they all go now. And so really what this was, to give you guys an idea about what we're doing, the potential growth that we have, you can see down at the bottom, just if you look, we're doing about 700 landings from somebody from zero flight time to commercial. So that's about 1,400 operations. About 1,200 of those will happen here. So just at the fact that we can, if we can add 2 students every 4 months, we're talking about another 70% increase in operations for the airport, which I know the airport needs. We need it, the airport needs it. It would be good for the FBO because that's more fuel that we're going to be selling and everything. What I'm looking for is for anybody to give us ideas on what we can do.
For space.
Because we're stuck. The FAA said with the design of our building, because the building was not designed for a flight school. It's very narrow. We can't block it off in the classrooms. Without classrooms, we are not allowed to have any more students than a certain amount. We can't get around that.
Is that what's preventing you from adding more students?
Yes, the building.
If you had a bigger classroom, had a bigger building.
It's not a bigger classroom, it's the amount of classrooms.
How about whatever classroom? But if you had a bigger facility, how many students could you ultimately have?
But without going out and reinvesting in more airplanes and everything, we could get up to 8 students.
I could take up to 8 international students.
At a time.
So that would mean, and like as of right now, if I can take 2, if I have the space, I can take 4 more. So that would give us 8 internationals at a time.
And I'd be a rough cut number. Each international student brings up about $45,000 to this spin here.
Yeah.
Well, yes.
And each one of those, and that's not 8 students per year. That's 8 students per 4 months. So over a year's time frame, you're looking at 24 students.
Have you talked to the EDC or talked to the city about some of the funds that are available from?
That's what we're asking.
Yeah. That's why we're here with you guys.
That's just what ideas you have.
Yeah.
Because it's bad. That's working with us trying to figure out some place for us to go.
Well, there's no place to go.
There's no real building.
Basically, you're looking at having to construct a facility from that. Simplistic, you have to construct a facility so far. It would seem to me that there might be money available from some sources, either at the state level or at the city level, the city provides through the EIF funding, monies, grants, loans, those kinds of things, to businesses to get a return on that investment and to create jobs in the community. So if you could make a case for that, who does that at the city?
Mark Mondell.
Mark, yeah, I was picturing Mark, but I couldn't tell his name. But Mark Mondell at the city would be a guy to talk to. Peter Cash at the EDC. All of those kind of local sources, and then they have some abilities through some of the things they do for industrial expansion, those kind of things with the state. So that, you know, you could come up with something, because in order to do what you're doing, you almost need a any more airplanes, any more buildings.
No, I don't need more airplanes. I've got the airplanes for 8 international.
No, but I mean, if you...
We want to keep growing, yes, but we've set our, I mean, right now we're setting a very modest goal.
I applaud you, that is how we do it, but in terms of a phased kind of deal, if you could go to them and say, hey, get this many airplanes, if you could help us buy 4 more airplanes and have more things, we could bring 12 more students. And
yeah. So airplanes are getting our, we can get hold of airplanes if we need them.
Okay.
We can get airplanes overnight. The big thing is, with the building we can't really do much to our building.
The reason we do that here is the hospital will lease them back to us.
Yeah, well, with the planes, yeah, we can get up. You know, we have options of possibly putting in portables to accommodate the space for now, which is fine, but it's not really a long-term fix. Nobody wants a bunch of portables sitting outside of our hangar.
Well, what's happening with the sheriff's portable up there? Is it being fully utilized, or is it kind of being fully utilized again? At one point in time, they almost kind of abandoned.
No, they're fully utilized.
Yeah, so we're just looking for ideas, because like I said, I can't turn away. If we do, we won't get them back.
My first thought that came to mind, y'all are doing a third of the operations. We'll just send you a bill for a third of the tower operations, and then that'll help the city.
Yeah, that'll work for a while.
Yeah.
If Flagler Beach is actually access to the top of the
demo. We actually have had 2 airports offer us to move, and that's not like, hey, oh, I'm trying to, we've had 2 airports offer us, one has already got an existing building that we can move into right now, and it's kind of like, we don't want to do that, but we have to have something here. And our building just isn't, you know, we can't add to it.
There has been the door to the ideal
thing. There are opportunities within the economic development portion of the city, the county, and the state that I believe would fit what you're doing.
And you needed something pretty fast.
Yes, we did.
Well, we need an intermittent fix at least, and then, you know, a long-term fix. You know, something we can do short-term and then longer-term.
Yeah.
We got a consultant amongst us. Are there things, other places you can go for money, for things like that, for a flight school?
Well, no, I mean, I think you've hit the big ones, is the economic development folks to create more jobs. I mean, it's not going to be a quick fix.
Well, we talked to the economic development about a year ago, and they said we weren't going to bring in enough jobs. Because I talked about a year ago, when we first got approved saying, hey, this may be happening, and they said, sorry, you're existing. Actually, what it was is you're existing. If you're not existing on the airport, they were willing to help us. They said, you're existing and you're not going to bring in that many jobs.
I would think the portal that you would want to go through first, and the person you want to talk to, and these guys can talk to, is Mark Mondell. He works for the city. He's the economic development officer, essentially, for the city. He works really closely with the Economic Development Council, the county.
Well, that is long-term. I mean, short-term, where would you put a portal?
By the way, does it have to be on the airport? Could you have classrooms at a remote site?
No, it has to be at the airport.
Where would you, you know, Ray Block, which is River Running,
yeah,
you have portable south of it.
Yeah, and we could put out the parking lot there, advise it back to get it approved for us. I don't know how to get it in the sewer and that kind of stuff, but we can be out there. Mm-hmm. And we've actually talked about it, and I've priced that out. It's very reasonable. It's just
you can rent one.
But how do you buy one from back next to nothing? And Matt was even talking today about how he's something for FEMA that we can get for free. Some sort of grant or something.
Well, it's a 141 requirement for the classroom students. That's the reason.
It's a
college in New Jersey had a 141 program, and they did the classroom.
Well, the classroom is at the college. The FAA, our classroom, they have to a certain amount. There, the way we do our classes, it's not a group of 30 people going to one room.
Right.
It's one of all the students. They do their ground and then they fly. And I can't pick up here between them.
How many students and instructors in that building? Even just the ground.
But that's like, you can't transport every half hour, transport students from one facility to the next. Because our international students, they don't have cars, they're not. We take them up, we bring them here, and they drive.
He's not renting another space from another airport attendant.
I mean, it's a temporary thing, but I think affordable.
That may be doing it. And we may be coming to you from asking Fish to do that. That's one reason we want to talk it up. But we price that, and that's something that's...
The city is looking for, the county is looking for, the EDC is looking for good projects that do that. You got to create more jobs. Plenty more students do the same folks you got, won't get it. You got to look, you may have to look at something slightly bigger than you're doing, or at least phases of it, where you're going to hire more flight instructors, you're going to hire instructors.
Well, the payroll will increase, but we are going to be hiring more. In fact, we're working on trying to get some in right now.
Well, that's what they're looking for.
But the fact that the money that we're spending in here in the economy also generates jobs.
Oh, I understand that. They understand that better than we do. Have you talked to anybody, have you talked to Mark or anybody specific?
It's been about a year since we actually...
I would suggest that you go with Matt, he can help pave the way for you, and you all get out and meet with him, because he's got the keys to every place in town in Tallahassee that could potentially help.
And the Terry said, if you've got to have that business plan for growth, because there's some numeric numbers you usually got to hit, but there's a great source of revenue for those sort of things.
But the other thing is a community college. At one point in time, we have a college, a mile. Community college did have that kind of program, or looked at that kind of program, so...
We've tried it several times, and we said they haven't been interested.
Well, but there's other things that can get them interested. I mean, if you get folks you're talking about in the community, can get them interested. So it takes, doing it yourself, so the bottom, trying to push rope uphill, very hard to do, you need some help pulling it up.
But you can't teach it. No. The thing is, you can't, our ground is, they do ground and then they fly. I can't have one person over there with one instructor and then drive back and forth, because you're an economic...
You can't do it. Anyway.
Yeah, it's just, because they finish their ground, they go out and they fly. I mean, it's
contained. Going on to that, it's not practically the
We talked to it. We would like to build, it's a building that is, relatively short-term, we believe. It's mass plans to for not be a long-term building.
It's not a good location for a hangar, and it's definitely a bigger...
Well, the portables, you got plenty of room on the other side of your parking lot. You could put a couple of portables on the east side of your parking lot, and you could put four or five of them out there. I mean, depending on what you want to do.
As long as we get the permission to get out and get that in the permits.
I think I don't think the airport board or the city council would be opposed, so long as they meet code, to separate something like that. They got to be presentable. They got to be tough.
Have you thought about going a little bit bigger and doing larger classes as far as like a ground school, like the guys that come in with a private ground school and have 20 students?
No, we've thought about it. Yeah, but it's not what we want to do. No, because for a few reasons. One, we get our program based. It's based on King School's assessment. And with that based, it's one-on-one. When you start getting into large classrooms, the students fall off. They tried it at college a few years ago where they actually had a college course.
Right.
Well, one student out of 30 developed into actually something that they drop off.
I actually worked at an international school. Okay, they did that program. Sierra Academy, I built in California.
We're also...
They probably work very well.
Yeah, we're not going to get that big. Yeah, that's one of the things. We really don't want to grow that large. Yeah, at this point in time.
Maybe it's my line, but that would be, if they're talking
about
as far as a phase plan, that would be something to get your money.
We might set a plan together that says at some point in time we would do that. It's totally outside our near-term plan in the next few years. The phase plan might get your money. We've been trying to go very conservative in the way we're approaching this. And we've come out, so we only have to pick up three or four students at a time at this point. We've got 15 waiting to come in right now, once the paperwork is approved and everything. And there's more coming after that. And this is based on one trip down there, and us talking with the guys down there getting set up. We're very economical.
Well, where are they coming from? China?
Oh, they're all coming from Ecuador. Yeah, that's where we're specializing in that part of the world. I've got Spanish speaking instructors, and we're working from that world.
And the government's giving them money.
For
yes.
Really?
Yeah, one of our guys has the number 2,300 licenses that should have been delivered. That's how few pilots are now.
China, I read this once.
China's going crazy, but you can't. I mean, it's a different issue. We've had several students in different areas, and this one fits better than anything else in our environment.
China's got plenty of money.
They got lots of money, and they're throwing a lot of that. It's very difficult to do.
Who's here that made a deal with the Williston?
What?
They made a deal with the Williston manufacturer, China's aircraft. Was it Tango, some Tango?
Yeah.
Tuju Tango. No, that's a risk.
What is it?
Something about Tango.
Anyway, you'll probably see us in the future trying to come and ask.
Okay, we'll do. There would be nothing but support from sure. This portion. I'm sure Matt's already on top of that.
And by the way, I'm not taking shots at Tracy and Landmark, because they just don't have the areas they didn't help us at this point. She's done everything she can to get us all the space that she can get us. There's no more we can.
You need
to 4 years ago, we had built a firm, but we wanted to put it toward that dam and move in.
The other thing is why we moved
to the dam.
Originally, we were supposed to get Landmark's building.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago, and that obviously didn't happen either.
We're still working in that direction. That could happen. But right now, portable. If you want to do something tomorrow, portable. A portable would work.
Okay. Well, I've got the numbers, and we can work there. So we can go back and reapproach it.
You got total support. I can only speak for me, but I think the consensus is this board and the airport management, 100% behind whatever you want to do. And Mark Mondale is the guy you need to go see first. Is there anyone else wishing to?
You can take that over.
Anyone else wishing to appear?
Yes.
Anyone else wishing to appear? Any other business to be brought before the board? Comments by individual? I have none. Almost for every time, we'll consider ourselves adjourned.
Your tail wheel train?
Yeah,
I got one of you combined.
I think we sell them to us.